Well, there have been a series of sinkhole accidents in Korea injuring several people, sparking fears across the nation. In fact, just last week, two sinkholes opened in Sincheon and Gangnam, which of course alarmed many Koreans. So today we're going to take a closer look at sinkholes, what exactly they are, why do they open up, what can we do to prevent them. And we're pleased to have joining us Dr. Choi Chang-ho, a research fellow at the Korea Institute for Civil Engineering and Building Technology. He's joining us on the line and giving us more details on the problem of sinkholes. Hello.
Hello, this is Chang-ho Choi.
Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Choi. When we imagine sinkholes, we think of a hole suddenly opening up and swallowing everything above ground. Scientifically speaking, what exactly are sinkholes?
Sinkhole is a hole or a cavity in the ground that forms when water dissolves surface rock. In general, this surface rock is a limestone, which is easily eroded by the groundwater flow. However, the recent sinkholes in Korea are far from this reason, I think. They occur with related to some artificial reasons, such as careless construction for underground structures and damage or aging of underground pipelines.
Right, so we're looking at more of a man-made phenomenon right now. So these a series of sinkhole accidents making the news lately, Dr. Choi, it feels like the number of sinkhole incidents have been increasing recently. Would you say that this is a recent phenomenon?
As I said, the recent sinkhole accidents occurred due to the less care during the construction of underground structures, such as subway tunnel, ground excavation for building construction. It means if we have more underground construction, there is more chances that we meet sinkholes. I studied about recent 40 cases of urban sinkholes that have occurred in South Korea since 1990s. And what I found out, that the number of accidents dramatically increased from 2010, which is we have a lot of underground construction works in the urban areas.
And some of us, we know about these seismic belts and earthquakes being particularly frequent in these areas. What about the sinkholes? Are there any regions or geographical areas where sinkholes perhaps open more frequently than others? And what about Korea? Geographically speaking, is Korea more prone to sinkholes than other areas?
Most of the recent urban sinkholes occur due to the careless construction again. So geographically, I think it is not correct to say Korea is prone to sinkholes than any other areas. However, especially Seoul is very highly populated area, which means there are a lot of underground works. In this point, we can say we are much exposed to sinkhole hazard because most sinkholes happens, as I said, during the underground works.
Right, so then we have this question where a lot of people wondering why do they open, if they're a natural phenomenon, if they have to do more with faulty or wrong construction methods. So Dr. Choi, more specifically than in the cases of the recent Sincheon, Gangnam, and Yongsan sinkholes, the question of why did these sinkholes open, we have to allude it to that underground building that you're talking about?
For each case, I think there are different causes or reasons of the sinkholes. In case of the Sincheon, let's say when we install the sewer or underground utility, we dig the ground first and backfill and compact the ground. I think the compaction at the backfill was not good enough to support the high traffic load in the case of the Sincheon. For the Gangnam case, the leakage of the water pipe in the ground causes the soil to wash it out during the long period and create the cavity in the ground. For the case of the Yongsan, when we dig the ground for building construction, we construct the temporary retaining earthwork to install foundation and parking lots below the ground. I guess the soil behind the wall washed out with the current groundwater flow. It caused the cavity in the ground and finally sinkhole opened in the case of the Yongsan.
Right, so we have some diverse reasons here with the Sincheon, Gangnam, and Yongsan cases with the sinkholes, but it does seem to, I suppose, lead to the fact that there is something going on where man-made construction projects are at the root of this. So taking the idea that sinkholes occur when construction goes wrong or maybe because of aging underground pipes. Dr. Choi, in these cases, then, what should be done? For example, should we dig up the ground again and redo the entire construction?
It depends on the individual situation, I think. For aged underground pipes, they must be replaced. I think there is no choice. I was told that the local government continues a replacement project annually, especially for the sewer lines. With relate to the construction, more tight monitoring for ground movement must go along with during the construction period. If there is a suspicious ground settlement, I think the site manager should do closer investigation immediately, then make a change of construction process and reinforce the ground as soon as possible. Of course, for these things done, proper regulations or laws must be made in order to mandate the contractors to actively remove any ground hazard.
Right, and to some people, it feels like a recent phenomenon because of the fact that there's been a lot of media attention to this. We've seen those viral videos of sinkholes suddenly appearing and then Korean people who are walking all of a sudden falling down. So it's very dramatic, but also damaging. And so, Dr. Choi, considering how damaging sinkholes can be, some say there should be some regulations on construction. I'm not sure of the actual regulatory environment, but currently in Korea, are there any laws that mandate constructors to actively do something to prevent these sinkholes from happening?
According to government, the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure and Transport is working for registration of a special act for safety management of underground space. The laws will include the safety guideline during the underground construction and specific instructions for site investigation before the construction to focusing prevent the urban ground subsidence or sinkhole.
Now, I hear that you personally are working on technology to prevent sinkholes from opening. I think this is good news for a lot of our listeners. Could you give us an overview of your study and how it can one day be used commercially?
Yes, I'm currently researching for developing IoT-based underground monitoring system. IoT means the Internet of Things. We are developing technologies for predicting sinkhole, let's say the sinkhole risk index, by monitoring urban subway tunnel, or the underground water sewer pipelines and groundwater flow. And our research focuses on real-time underground monitoring with IoT platform to build big data. And then we analyze the big data to see the sinkhole hazard. If the sinkhole is expected, let's say we will send cellular phone text message warning to people nearby the site. For this research, four government research institutes got together in here, Daejeon. They are ETRI for IoT technique, KICT for pipeline monitoring I belong to, and KLRI for subway monitoring, KIGAM for groundwater monitoring. It is a three-year project funded by National Research Council of Science and Technology, and we just began last December. And the research outcome will be used for the underground safety management for local government. That means it is a more close to public sector work rather than the private.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people wish you the best of luck with that research, and hopefully it does come to fruition to the extent that it can be used for public works, especially for the nervous residents here in the city of Seoul. Dr. Choi, thank you very much for joining us. Appreciate your insights, and best of luck to you.
Thank you.
That was our guest, a research fellow from the Korea Institute of Civil Engineering and Building Technology, Dr. Choi Chang-ho. We've got sports coming up next.